You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. This in-depth program is a paid political in-depth. Today we're going to get to know Tashina Miller, who's running for a seat on School District 200 School Board. She's vying for one of three seats available. And Tashina, thank you for coming in today. Let's first of all, Tashina, talk about yourself. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school?
Okay. My name is Tashina Miller. I'm 32 years old. I was born and raised in St. Paul. My family moved a lot, so I really just basically all over St. Paul. That's where I'm from. I went to Harding High School, graduated 2007 from there. After that, I moved up north to Hibbing, Minnesota. I have family up there, so it was easier for me to transition from living in the cities to moving up there. We lived up there for about 7 years. I had my first two children up there. We moved to Hastings after I graduated from college up there. Went to the Hibbing Community College, graduated in 2015. I wanted to move to Hastings because it was a town that I never heard of before. And it was very interesting because it kind of reminded me of Hibbing, but it was just bigger. And it had more stores and places to go to than Hibbing. So we moved here. My oldest son at the time was 9 months old. He will be 8 on the 28th this year of October. Ever since then, we loved it. We didn't want to move, and we made it our home. And my children love it here. Now we have 4 children here in Hastings. 3 are in the school district. 1 is 6 months old. Eventually, he'll be going to school out here, too. My side job right now is I'm a PCA, personal care assistant. I take care of my mom. Every morning, I go and take care of her and, you know, make sure that she is being taken care of and just having the company around her.
Okay. Tashina, you're running for school board, for a seat on School District 200 School Board. You're one of 6 candidates vying for 3 seats. Now, I'm going to ask you a question here. What would you like to see changed in our school district?
What I would like to see change is the teachers being more involved with our students and also the parents of our students. From some conversations that I've had with some parents, they just don't feel like they're being heard and feeling a little left out when it comes down to their kids, is not even just education, their mental support and emotional support that they're getting in the schools, between bullying and personal issues that they're going through in life. I know that sometimes it's not the teacher's fault because they have a lot on their hands already, but it would make me feel a little better just to see our community working better together with our teachers to better educate and support our children and also our families too.
What do you feel about, there's a lot of questions. Do you think any of that has to do with the pandemic?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think it has a lot to do with it. Just watching my children go through what they went through emotionally and mentally, you know, without being in school was an experience for sure as a parent too, having to figure out going, you know, leaving to go to work and not having, you know, somebody there to support your children while you're at work, or even affording daycare assistance. And sometimes your children are just too big to be in daycare. So it's just like, yeah, that was a lot of stress for sure. And I know it affected everybody, and especially the children, with them being so little. They don't really understand, and they haven't really experienced life like we have as adults. So for them being so young and have to experience something like that, I can only imagine what their little brains are feeling and going through right now.
Well, something that school does, in my opinion, that I don't think we pay enough attention to or give enough a credit to is school has also some, let's call them hidden agendas in there, in that it teaches kids how to be social.
Yes.
Teaches them how to get along, how to give and take and stuff, as opposed to when you're sitting at home, there isn't any of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it damages kids.
Oh, yeah. Especially you have to leave mm-hmm. that situation. And you really don't know what their household is like either. Mm-hmm. So it's like the yeah. school might be
a safe place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That place where they can let their feelings out and, you know, feel safe and express their feelings. And then sometimes they go home, either they're by themselves because they're with a single parent or with parents that work full time and mm-hmm. that are never there. You know, we never know.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth. This is a paid political show, folks. Our guest is Tashina Miller, who is vying for a seat on School District 200 school board. Tashina, how do you feel about our children having to wear masks? And what would you like to see change with the whole mask situation? Because that's a divisive thing these days.
Oh, yeah. It's very big out here right now with a lot of parents. And I can understand their concern. I'm very concerned about it, too. Personally, from my experience, my fiance, he has a son who's, he has a rare lung disease, so he's on oxygen 24/7. And then my son, my middle son, he, when he gets sick, his airways overact, so it's called overactive airways, which causes him to have a lot of breathing problems too when he gets sick. So I'm on like both sides when it comes down to masks, because for one, nobody really likes wearing masks. I hate them. So I know our children are suffering too. Everybody's suffering with it. But I mean, if this is what we have to do to help protect, you know, other people that can't protect themselves, like for instance, our son that has to be on oxygen 24/7, he can't wear a mask because, you know, he has the tubes going in his nose. So it's kind of like a back and forth issue with me. But what I would like to see change is eventually that our students and staff and everybody around us can just walk around and not have masks on. So
does the school, do you know, Tashina, does the school make any exceptions for kids that have medical issues like you were just talking about?
I'm unaware of that. I know some schools, for instance, I think like some of the high schoolers they don't have to wear their masks. I'm not for sure. But it's something that would be very interesting in learning to see if they really do that. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's another reason why they push them so hard. But I think it's more just wanting the numbers to drop and not increase when it comes down to COVID exposure.
Mm-hmm. Do kids, do you know, do kids that are vaccinated still have to wear masks too?
Well, as adults, they say that, I guess it's, you know, our decision if we want to wear them or not. Being vaccinated, to me, I just feel like you still have the opportunity to still spread it.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless if you're vaccinated or not, I feel like you still have a chance of spreading it. It's just like when you get the flu, you know, you get vaccinated for the flu, it doesn't really protect you. You still get it. It just helps you fight it off. Or you just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it just all depends on your body and, you know, how you react to certain things.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to take a couple moments here quickly before we move on to Tashina. If people want more information from you mm-hmm. or would like to talk to you or, you know, want to learn more about you, do you have a website or how can they do that?
Yes, I have a website. It's www.tashinamiller.com. And also a Facebook page. It's Tashina Miller for School Board District 200. You can either inbox me on Facebook or you can go on my website and email me there. My phone number is listed there. You can call or text me if I don't answer, which I'm pretty busy most of the time because I have four kids at home. You can always just shoot me a text message or, you know, a voicemail, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay. Okay, let's move on. What has been the most challenging thing you had or have had to deal with during this campaign?
Well, this is my first time ever doing something like this. So,
and by the way, thank you for doing that. I admire people that step out and try to change things.
That's, oh yeah,
that's
it
what
was,
made this country great.
Oh, it was like a back and forth thing between me and my fiance for sure. He was like, you know,
you're still together then?
Yes. He's okay. Like, you have such great ideas, mm-hmm. and you know, you have a lot of experience. You know, you have a good heart, and you really care about people. I'm a people person. I always put people before myself. And growing up, it's been hard, you know, because of people taking advantage of my kindness. And some now I'm learning my boundaries. So anyways, I decided to do it because it was something that I had to get over. It was like a fear of mine is public speaking and, you know, speaking up when I felt like something needed to be changed. And I'm showing my kids too, like, hey, don't be afraid of anything. You can do anything that you want to do. No matter if you fail, you can get right back up, try it again, or try something else that's bigger and better. Mm-hmm. You can do anything.
Good for you. Good for you. What if so? So those have been the challenges?
Well, the challenging thing right now, for the most challenging thing for me right now would have to be not responding to a lot of negative things that I've been hearing about me, feeding into it and, you know, standing up for myself, because it's one thing that I've never done in my life is stuck up for myself, because I was a victim of bullying through grade school, middle school, and high school. So it's really hard for me now as an adult not to speak up about it. But I turn around and I just give it to God. I, you know, tell him like, hey, you know my heart. You know where I stand. And the reason why I'm here is because of you. And I know that eventually people will really see who I really am.
Once again, you're listening to KDWA's In-Depth. This is a political in-depth show. Our guest today, Tashina Miller. And Tashina, what is the one thing that you want our listeners to know, and why should they vote for Tashina?
One thing I would like everybody to know is that I know that in the past, everybody's probably had bad experiences when it comes down to these campaigns and school board members. But I'm not a person to judge, so I really don't, you know, look at somebody as they're wrong. I just try to work with them and, you know, do better for not just myself, but for everybody else. And I do want you guys to understand and know that I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure that our voices are being heard, not just mine. And we are making this district for our school district better for our students, because they are our future at the end of the day. And to make sure that they're getting the best support, and even the teachers, everything's going to be fine. Vote for me.
Well, we have a couple of minutes here left, Tashina. And so as far as a campaign goes, what was surprising on that? You know, you hear about, and I think our current climate, no matter what you're running for, mm-hmm. is very decisive, you know. Divisive, rather. I think no matter what you do, and you said it real eloquently, by the way, you're doing what you feel is right. And as long as that's what you're doing, then I think people are doing it for the right reasons.
Right, exactly.
So.
Exactly.
So.
I do have a little bit more information about me, too.
Okay.
I am a part of IDEA here in Hastings. So we're a nonprofit here in town. We actually are working with the LGBTQ community and our BIPOC community, and also the children of our community. Just so that we're bringing awareness in our community with supporting our children, and also raising awareness for our homelessness that's here in Hastings. I know a lot of people know that it's happening here, but I don't think that they're aware of how big it's becoming with the homelessness here in town. So I do have that, regardless of whatever this outcome comes when it comes down to this campaign, just know that I am going to continue to do what I have to do to work with our community to make it better.
Okay. Anything else that you want the voting public to know about Tashina?
Just know that if you vote for me, it's going to be the best decision that you've ever made.
Again, how can folks get a hold of you?
You guys can visit my website, www.tashinamiller.com. Facebook is Tashina Miller for school District 200. And then on my website is my phone number, my email address, even on my Facebook page. And you guys can shoot me an email. You guys can call me. You guys can text me. And I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay. And one quick question here before we go. Again, this is KDWA's in-depth program. This is a paid political show. Our guest is Tashina Miller, who is running for a seat on Hastings School District 200 School Board. I was just going to ask you a question here, one final question. There's a lot of committees that board members are on or involved in. If you had a choice, if you're elected this November 2nd and you're on the school board, which committees would you like to see yourself sitting or be a part of?
I guess I would try to get involved with them all. I'm the type of person that just doesn't like to be like focused on one thing. Like I want to try to do any and everything. So just to be involved with them all and see how it goes from there. Mm-hmm. I think that would be exciting. Mm-hmm. Challenging.
Including budgeting?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's something that I would really like to be interested in for sure.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All righty. Well, one final time before we go here, how can folks get a hold of you?
www.tashinamiller.com. Or my Facebook page is Tashina Miller for School District 200.
Tashina, thank you for coming in. It's been very educational.
Thank you.
You have a very warm, pleasing personality.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And once again, you're listening to KDWA's In-Depth. This is a paid political show. Our guest, Tashina Miller, who's running for a seat on School District 200. This is AM 1460, KDWA Hastings, and FM 97.7.